Bible Daily Edition, where we provide a quick biblical interpretations and applications. This is a ministry of striving for eternity.
When it comes to sin and salvation within Islam, we're going to see some differences again between that and biblical Christianity. They're not going to believe that human beings have a sin nature, that they don't believe in the doctrine of original sin. Therefore, salvation within Islam is by obedience to God. It is through works. And there are five pillars that must be done for someone to be a faithful Muslim and earn salvation. First is confession of sins. This is something of how someone becomes a Muslim, is to recite in Arabic the confession, quote, "There is no true God but Allah, and Muhammad is his messenger, prophet of Allah," unquote. They do that in front of three witnesses, they become Muslim. They have to have prayers five times a day. Third is to give alms to the poor. Fourth is fasting. You'll know of this as Ramadan if you've heard of that. And then fifth is a trip to Mecca. Now, if they cannot go to Mecca themselves or cannot afford it, they can pay someone else to go on their behalf. But those are the five pillars they must do to earn salvation. Now, one of the things you see in Islam, it is that there is no forgiveness provided. No one knows if they are going to be forgiven of sin until the day they stand before Allah and just see whether his mercy is waited upon them. And yet the reality is then that God is not just, because he just gives mercy based on works. He doesn't punish. And therefore, they cannot have a God that is truly merciful and just.
This podcast is part of the Striving for Eternity ministry. For more content or to request a speaker or seminar to your church, go to strivingforeternity.org.